the topic today is dealing with the conditions of life. And the chapter includes a lot of specific questions and answers that practitioners who had been studying spiritual mind treatment with Ernest Holmes asked over the course of the class they were in. And fortunately, our schedule allowed for two of us to address this chapter. And Norm Hoagland will be here. He's a practitioner from Baltimore. And he's going to be here at the next meeting to deal with that. So I thought he would deal with the advanced questions in the chapter. And since a number of us in the room haven't had Foundations class, although Bethany and David have, that it would be a useful thing to review the basics of spiritual mind treatment in this talk today. And so I brought you some handouts from the Foundational class manual, and we're going to do an overview of spiritual mind treatment and what it is and why it's helpful. But I brought an Abraham quote to start out with because it spoke to me to why we do treatment in the first place. Abraham said, "If at any point along the way you feel the slightest bit of discomfort, if you will stop and ask the question, in what way can the universe surprise and delight me now? If the question were, am I loved? And you knew the answer was yes, nothing could ever go wrong for you. If the question is, am I worthy? And you knew the answer was yes, nothing could ever go wrong for you. In other words, we want so much for you to acknowledge this universe, all that is, source, everything that you know is conspiring for your well-being. And to the degree to which you allow it, it is reflected right here, right now." So that's the Abraham quote. And in Science of Mind, we have a very specific way of remembering that we are loved and we are worthy, and it's called spiritual mind treatment. The reason it's called spiritual mind treatment is that you're treating your mind, and once you get your mind straight, the law will work in your life. And so it's about making a difference in the way you think. And when David Hawkins created the book Power Versus Force, and he described the map of human consciousness, the very top consciousness is the consciousness of oneness, the awareness that it's all God, and that everything that we see and know and touch and feel and experience is God. And the whole purpose of spiritual mind treatment is to build the consciousness of oneness within us. If we're treating for a relationship or a job or prosperity or health, it doesn't matter, because we always start out with building the consciousness of oneness. So if you would look at the stages of treatment handout, it's the one that has the boxes on it. You start out by formulating a purpose of the treatment, but you don't have to do it that way. You could start out by doing step one and two and then seeing where you are. Because step one is recognition, God is. And then we say what we know about God. And step two is unification. I am that which God is. So there's the oneness. Every treatment we do, no matter what the purpose is building the oneness. Mm-hmm. And that's the brilliance of treatment. That's why over the course of years, it builds the conscious awareness of oneness. And I saw a wonderful research article recently that said the awareness of oneness is one of the greatest determinations of happiness. we are much more likely to be happy if we are able to feel our oneness with Source and with life. So going to this place of oneness is very powerful. And I was reminded of a night years ago. I don't remember what was bothering me, but I woke up in the middle of the night and I was feeling stressed or upset or something. And I wanted to pray and I didn't have access to oneness. I just couldn't find it. And I thought, okay, that's not helping me at the moment. What can I do? And I remembered that there is an 11-word prayer that allows us. Do you need a way in? Can you get through there? Maybe we can move the table just a little bit so you can get through.
No, I already.
Good. Okay. So I remembered that there is an 11-word prayer that we teach the children in Science of Mind, where you do the 5 steps in 11 words. The first step is God is. The second step is I am. The third step is life works. The fourth step is thanks. And the fifth step is over and out. God is, I am, life works, thanks, over and out. And so I remember that in that moment. And even though I didn't have access to a big sense of oneness, I had access to those 11 words. And it makes me cry to think about it because I just repeated those 11 words over and over again. God is, I am, life works, thanks, over and out. God is, I am, thanks, over and out. God is, I am, thanks, over and out. And it came out the next time. God is love. I am love. Life works. There is love in my life. Thanks. Over and out. God is light. I am light. My life is filled with light. Thanks. Over and out. And it just opened the doorway for me so that I was able to move into a space where I remembered how to pray. And it's sometimes not easy. This chapter is about dealing with the conditions of life. And so when you're in that space where all you want to do is complain about something, and the worse it gets, the worse it gets, the worse it gets, you need to interrupt. You need to tell a different story. And I brought this quote from Abraham. You have been seeing it this way so long that you don't understand that reality is not all that static. It's changing constantly into that which you and your physicalness allow it to be. If you really wanted to, you'd be trying harder to tell it the way you want it to be. I'm not going to talk about things I don't want to replicate. We know it's a standard you cannot always keep. But it must be your effort to tell a new story. You can notice my life keeps turning out the way I keep telling the story. My life keeps turning out the way I keep telling the story. Oh, da. You think the story you're telling is historical, that you're talking about the past, but it is creative. You are creating your future. The story you are telling is creating your future. And I included that to help motivate you to try treatment. To see if you can kind of develop a new way of telling the story so that it works better for you and you create more of what you want rather than what you don't want. And Dave told me the story this morning of someone he was talking to who continually said something was hard even though he knew it was easy and he was trying to explain that it was easy. She kept saying it was hard. And so 3 hours later, She achieved something that should have taken 10 minutes. But she kept saying it was hard, so she was blocking her own good. And we do it to ourselves when we tell the story of what went wrong over and over again. We have to learn to shift it so we tell the story of what went right over and over again. And I keep telling everyone the story about how almost every day I sit down and I write down what went right today. What moment happened during this day when I was inspired, or something wonderful happened, or I saw something beautiful, or the chipmunk ran across the front porch, or David brought over a cake and a watermelon and shrimp and sandwiches for lunch. There is always something wonderful in life to celebrate. Life is good. We are blessed. Thank you. Oh, how beautiful.
I'm gonna draw one for everything.
Aha.
Uh-huh. I wasn't done yet.
Oh, thank you.
I'll give it to you one time.
Okay. So we're going to think about, we're doing the first two types of treatment. God is light. I am light. Therefore, my life is filled with light. Thanks over and out. We usually say, and I give thanks, and so it is, in the longer version. And Lavanya even knows how to spell my name. I am blessed.
Mom can spell me.
Yay! Thank you for getting my name right. So that's the first two steps. The third step is realization. And it wasn't too long ago that after 30 years, I realized something different about realization. That I always thought this was what we wanted to see realized in our lives, the manifestation we were looking for. And I realized about realization that it's about what I realize in my mind is the truth of my life. It's a mind treatment. It's not about the conditions out there. It's about going back within and changing the conditions in my belief system so that I can see the good that's already out there. Because the good endlessly flows to us. We are the recipient of good to the degree that we allow it. And so we are opening up the treatment's purpose, every treatment's purpose, is to open us up to the good that's already flowing to us. And it is a blessing to realize, wow, my life works. In some good way, everything's unfolding for me. And one of the things I often say when I do treatment with clients is I remind them in the body of the treatment, everything always works out, and even when it looks like something going wrong, it's actually something in the process of going right. And we are open to receive the vision of what's going on, to know the rightness, to know the truth, to know the goodness of our lives. And then in Thanksgiving step, we want to just feel grateful for all of the blessings we've already received, the blessings we are still to receive, and the blessing of knowing that we can change our mind by doing this five-step process. It's very simple. It's kind of a formula that we can follow. But it starts out with that affirmation of oneness. And when I teach treatment, I usually remember to say, and I'm glad I remembered, that the first step is God is, and the second step is I am that. But if you build the first step right, God is light, and God is love, and God is peace, and God is joy, and God is health, and God is beauty, and God is harmony, and God is grace, and then you say, I am that. You should sort of say, wow, I am harmony, I am grace, I am peace, I am beauty, I am health, I am prosperity, I am love. And it should make you expand in your vision of who you are. And if it doesn't, you need to go back and do step one again. And take yourself into that place of recognizing that there is something going on here that's bigger than just the everyday stuff that we don't necessarily notice. There is definitely something going on here that is good. And we can begin to notice it more and more when we remember to affirm it. Because then later on in the day, when you see the sparkle open up in your life, you can say, there it is. There is God expressing in my life today. Good flows to me. Life glows. And I am so grateful. And so the fourth step, Thanksgiving, we give thanks for the outpouring of love and blessings in our lives. And the fifth step is I let go and let God. I don't need to hold on to this. I don't need to keep doing it over and over again. I can let go and trust that everything unfolds for me. And you may only have to do the treatment once. But if you find yourself telling the old story an hour later, you may want to do the treatment again. And you don't have to repeat the same words. It's not about memorizing something. It's about embodying something. God is and I am that. God is and I am that. My life works. I am grateful. And so it is. And if we can learn to do that so that it becomes a habit rather than a process or a practice, so that it becomes the way we think about ourselves and our lives, then everything flows so much more easily. Life gets to be better and better and better, and that's what we're looking for. So I brought a worksheet about treatment where we could sort of brainstorm about some words we can use in the recognition step. So I've used a lot of words describing source, but I wonder if any of you have words that you use when you talk about God or source or spirit. What are the words that come to you?
Healing.
Healing. Cool.
Infinite.
Yes, Lavanya.
Love.
Love is a beautiful word. Mm-hmm.
Understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Omnipotent. Grace. Joy.
Lavanya.
Harmony.
Oh, harmony is a lovely one. That goes along with the beautiful music. Intelligence. Mm-hmm. Omnipresence and omniscience. Creativity.
Lavanya. That's
not me. What?
I create love.
You create a lot of pictures, you do. That's so true. And we get to put them on our fridges, which is really fun.
Unconditional.
Yes. Nice.
Forgiving.
Beyond the conditions entirely. Non-physical. Non-local. Eternal. Free. I like that one. Okay, so there's some things that we can say when we're acknowledging that God is. And if you don't like the word God, if it makes you squirrely, when I first started doing this, the word God made me squirrely. What I had learned about God didn't feel good, so I didn't want to go there. I have since overcome that squirreliness about the word. But if it, you can say the universe, you can say spirit, you can say source, You don't have to use the word God if that doesn't work for you. And then the second step is I am that. God is creative, therefore I am creative. Spirit is harmonious, therefore I am harmonious. And I am in harmony with the people around me. God is healing, therefore I am healthy. I am strong and supple and capable in all ways. I am mobile and free and powerful. So we have opportunities to figure out what God is and then what we are as a result. And so it becomes a logical conclusion that our life works. And if you have a purpose for your treatment other than building consciousness, then you can look for words to describe God that relate to the purpose. So if you're treating for financial resources, you can say that God is prosperity, God is freedom, God is security, God is abundance, and therefore I am open to the abundance that God is flowing into my life. I am willing to be prosperous. I love the feeling of money flowing into my life freely and joyfully. If we're treating for loving relationships, we can talk about God being love and harmony. And if we're treating for a new job, we can talk about God being purposeful and flowing through us in powerful ways that allow us to express the wholeness of our gifts and talents in the world so that we can express through work that's satisfying and rewarding. When I treat, I usually say rewarding personally, professionally, socially, and financially, because whatever we do, it should be rewarding to us. It should be fun. And it should allow us to express who we are in powerful and wonderful ways. So all of those fall in the unification step, which leads us directly to the realization step. Because when we realize that God is that and I am that, then therefore that has to be the truth of my being. That may not be the expression I'm experiencing up until now, but the more I realize that truth in my life, the more it expresses through me, as me, all around me, and as the life that I'm living. And when I realize that, I am grateful. I appreciate that I can change my thinking and I can change my life. That's the tagline for Science of Mind. Change your thinking, change your life. So that's what we're doing with treatment. And then when we get to the end, we can say, ah, it's done. One time, Abraham was talking and they said 13 times, it is done, 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 it is done. Let it go. It's already done. Don't keep worrying on it. Allow it to be. So let go and let God and say, and so it is, and let it be. So that's what I wanted to tell you today. That life is good and that treatment works. And we treat for each other and we send around the list every time we come together. And Ministry of Prayer at the Celebration Center treats on our treatment list. So we have those as well. And Reverend Hillary is always willing to treat for us and with us. So we are blessed and we have resources. So if you forget how to treat for yourself, call me or call Reverend Hillary or call somebody and say, help me out here. I could use a reminder of what is the truth of my being today. It's always useful to remember that we have resources. We are not alone. So that's what I wanted to say today. And thank you for coming and thank you for listening.
You're welcome.